y muy eficaz.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Good morning. Hello. Welcome, welcome to a new edition. Today's Thursday, but it's a special Thursday. Why? Because it's the 1st of October. A new month. Yes, sir. We're turning over a new leaf on life. And this is a new month. So let's start getting used to it. And it's 7:30 in the morning. And this is an English class, which means pay attention and do your best to understand and do your best to assimilate. And I would recommend that you try to repeat aloud everything I teach and everything that Fitz teaches and Alberto and Kyle and Jimena, everybody, what we all, and Guy Williams. Try to repeat it aloud and you will gain greater agility and greater ability. Agilidad y habilidad. Greater agility and greater ability with the language. It's interesting that habilidad in Spanish starts with the letter H. In English, it doesn't. It starts with the letter A. We have agility and ability, and both of them start with the letter A. However, in Spanish, agilidad starts with the letter A, but habilidad starts with an H. Certain things. Interesting between two languages. In English, we say loyalty and royalty. Demuestro lealtad hacia la realeza. I show loyalty to the royalty. So we have these, but you have lealtad, realeza, not realtad. Okay. But interesting things, when you compare languages, you notice these little funny things, different things. All right, ¿qué significa stairwell? What does stairwell mean? It means hueco de la escalera, stairwell. A well is un pozo. Pozo de escalera. Well. Yes, in the wells of silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend. That's the song that made Simon and Garfunkel famous. The sounds of silence. The sounds of silence. And in one moment, they say, y hacen eco en los pozos del silencio. Yes, at one point. And touch the sounds of silence. Let's find out. Let's find where it says it. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. Echoed. Hacer eco. We have the verb to echo. Hello, 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 hello. To echo in the wells of silence, within the sounds of silence. And so, well means pozo, en este caso. So stairwell is hueco de la escalera. Water well is pozo de agua. Oil well is pozo petrolífero. Everybody in Texas has an oil well. Everybody. I always tell the story about my father and I watching an American football game many, many years ago when I was maybe 17, and we were watching a game that was televised nationally. Televised, televisado, un partido, nationally in the United States. So, and it was a football game, American football, between the University of Texas and the University of Oklahoma. These two universities are rivals in football, strong rivals. And in the second weekend of October, they always play a game called the Dallas Shootout, El Tiroteo Final de Dallas. The shootout, the Dallas Shootout. And it takes place in Dallas, which is interesting because the University of Texas is located in Austin, 3 hours south of Dallas. And the University of Oklahoma is located in Norman, almost 3 hours north of Dallas. So there is never a home game. It's always played in a neutral location in Dallas, basically equidistant between the two universities. And it's a very famous game in the United States. And as I said, it's televised nationally. And probably there are maybe, I would say maybe 50 million people. Maybe 30 million people are watching. 30 millones. That's a lot of people watching. Maybe 50 million. The United States has a population of almost 330 million. So maybe 50 million people watch that game on the second Saturday, usually, of October. And I remember my father and I were watching that game. And at one moment, there was the station break. Because in American sports, there's always a break for commercials. Not like international football, which is 45 minutes with no commercials. And there was a commercial about oil equipment, which is maquinaria equipo para la extracción petrolífera. Now, it was a 1 minute commercial lasting 60 seconds, probably very, very expensive for the company, because if you have 40 or 50 million people watching, well, then the commercials, los anuncios, los spots publicitarios are very expensive. And they were offering oil extraction equipment, which is very, very expensive. And only oil companies buy this. And at the last 5 or 7 seconds of the commercial, there was a girl in a bikini looking at the camera. And she said, if you don't have an oil well, get one. You'll enjoy doing business with Western. So clearly the name of the company was Western. And this girl in the bikini says, if you don't have an oil well, get one. Si tú tienes un pozo de petróleo, pues hazte con uno. Like it's easy, okay? You'll enjoy doing business with Western. And when the commercial ended, my father said, you know, why does Western buy 60 seconds of a commercial on primetime television to sell equipment that only maybe 20 or 30 people or 40 people watching could buy? But then we continued talking, and the conclusion was, well, of the 40 million people watching that football game, maybe only 100 are directly working in the machinery area of oil extraction. Let those 100 people make the decisions. And the company Western thought that probably because Texas is the number one state in the United States in oil, and people involved in oil like football, and Oklahoma at that time was the number two state in the United States in oil, and the people who are involved in the oil business like American football. So probably everybody involved in any type of decision-making for oil, petroleum, in Texas and Oklahoma were watching that game, which means that of the 40 million people, only 100 or 200 were the target audience, but that was the best moment to get their attention. You had them all together. Otherwise, to get these people together to understand your advertising and to understand your product, it's more difficult. So in the end, maybe it was a good idea to spend the necessary money for those 60-second, for that 60-second commercial. I don't know, but maybe it was a good idea. All right. So oil well. If you don't have an oil well, get one. You'll enjoy doing business with Western. What does steak mean? Steak? Yeah, what does steak mean? Steak, like a sirloin steak, a filet mignon. Yeah, a steak is un corte de carne vacuno. No, excuse me. That's a different spelling. I'm referring to steak that's spelled S-T-A-K-E. Stake. What does that mean? What does steak mean? Well, steak has... Well, basically, the basic meaning of steak is una estaca. Que plantas en la tierra, steak. It's una estaca. And from that concept of planting a stake in the ground, we use it figuratively in many different ways. And the two most important is to have a stake in something and then something that's at stake. Now, I have a stake. A stake in the future of Spain. I have a stake in that company. It's interesting because we have a term relatively new in English, this term stakeholder, todo junto. O sea, portador o tenedor de estaca. Stakeholder is a play on words, really, en juego de palabras. From stockholder or shareholder. El accionista de una empresa is the stockholder or shareholder. Two ways. I recommend shareholder. But it's very common, especially in the U.S., to say stockholder. I own stock. Tengo acciones en Repsol, for example. I own stock. Stock, como es stock, como existencias, inventario, stock. I own stock in... So stock has... two meanings as a noun, stock. One meaning is el stock. El inventario o existencias que tienes disponibles en un almacén o tienda, etc. That's stock. Lo tenemos en stock. No está en stock. Está. We have it in stock. But stock also means acciones. No sé por qué, pero se dice así. And the stock market, the New York Stock Exchange, stock, S-T-O-C-K. Now, stockholder is accionista. Cambias la O una A, se dice stakeholder. Now, stakeholder is any person or entity, persona jurídica o física, any person or entity in that has an interest in the company in question. For example, I own... shares. No, I own shares in my company. My company, Vaughn Systems. I'm a stockholder and I have a big stake there. I have a stake. Tengo un juego mucho ahí. Tengo intereses muy importantes en mi empresa, claro. But the employees also have a stake because if the company has problems, the employees can lose their job and lose their security. So they have a stake in the company, in the present and future of the company. Also, The tax man, el fisco, has a stake. Because if the company goes bankrupt, well, the public treasury in Spain receives less money. It doesn't receive any money from the... and the Social Security system has a stake as well. Because if the company goes bankrupt, when the people are laid off, of course the company doesn't pay contributions to the Social Security system. And then the restaurant behind my company, which is very popular, and maybe 2% of all of its revenue comes from people in my company who go there to have lunch. Well, that restaurant has a stake. It's a stakeholder. There's a tiene algo en juego. De ahí viene la palabra, hay mucho en juego. There is a lot at stake. There's a lot at stake. We use that expression a lot in English. ¿Qué hay en juego? What's at stake? ¿Qué hay en juego? What's at? What is at stake? Siempre con at. What's at stake? Well, if we go out of business, there will be about 20 million euros every year that is no longer generated. My company generates 20 million a year. For everybody. For the tax man, for the employees, for the suppliers, proveedores, who also are stakeholders. There's one company that serves us all of the paper we use. Papelería. Papelería Pérez. All right. Stationery, Peterson Stationery. Well, you know, maybe they invoice us half a million or 200,000 euros a year. And maybe Peterson Stationery, maybe we're 30% of their annual revenue. And if we go bankrupt, if we go out of business, well, Peterson Stationery, Papelería Pérez, is in trouble. So they have a stake in the success of our company. Stationery, escrito stacionari, no ari. The phonetic sound stationary has two meanings. Estacionario, estacion, de estacionar. Stationary, not moving. Una bicicleta estática, stationary bicycle. Y luego con ERY al final es papelería de oficina. Stationary. Stationary. So, in fact, the stationary shop is often a word that is used for una tienda de papelería. Yes. So, they also have a stake. Every supplier of our company has a stake. So, what's at stake? What's at stake? Hay en juego. What's it? By the way, Richard, what does seem mean? Excuse me? Seem. What does seem mean? Seem means parecer, no? You seem angry today. Pareces enfadado hoy. ¿Qué te pasa? What's the matter? What's wrong? You say, no, but not seem. No. Not that seem. The other seem. What do you mean, the other seem? How do you spell it? S-E-A-M. Seam. The pronunciation is seem, right? Yeah. Seem. Como el mar, pero con M al final. Seem. Yeah, but what does seem mean? What does seem mean? Lo que no se dice en inglés es lo siguiente. What does it mean, seem? I've heard that many times. What does seem mean? Well, seem means costura. Huh? Yeah, the seams. A shirt always have seams, especially for the sleeves, the collar, you have seams. Yeah. So a tailor or a seamstress, de hecho la palabra costurera, viene la palabra costura, ¿no? And in the English it's the same, seamstress. Seamstress for the band, the seamstress. Yes, one of my favorite songs by Elton John, Seamstress for the Band. And I don't remember the name of the song. Tiny Dancer. Bailarina, diminuta bailarina. Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band. Pretty-eyed, pirate smile, you'll marry a music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her. Interesting. That's a very good song, eh? Tiny Dancer. I remember a girl I met many years ago in the Feria de Madrid del Libro, in the book fair. Very, very pretty. And very small, diminuta. And I called her Tiny Dancer. Said, "Hi, Tiny Dancer." And she looked at me and said, "Well, in fact, I'm a member of the Spanish National Dance Group." So she was a classical ballerina and a member of the, no sé qué si es la Grupo Nacional de Baile Clásico, one of the best. So she was probably in the top 15 or 20 classical ballerinas in Spain. And I called her Tiny Dancer from the Elton John song, and she said, "Well, how did you know?" "I didn't know. Just look, well, looking at her, you could tell. Se veía. You could tell that she was probably a ballerina." You know, she was very taut, you know, fibrosa, and things. You could see that she was probably a dancer or a marathon runner or something. Yeah. Tiny Dancer. That song is from my favorite LP of all time. I mean, I have a lot. I've had a lot of incredibly good albums, but my favorite is Madman Across the Water, without a doubt. I would have trouble telling you my second favorite, because there are many candidates. But my favorite is Madman Across the Water. That was his second album, after Tumbleweed Connection by Elton John. Elton John became famous overnight. Overnight means de la noche a la mañana, with a song called My Song. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. And that was on Tumbleweed Connection. And then the following album, which probably is the most difficult, after you become an overnight sensation, an overnight hit, the expectations are much higher. So when you prepare a second album, people are anticipating something big, and so you are under pressure to produce. And it's incredible, that album. There's not a single song I don't like, and I never get tired of any song on that. But it was in the right period of my life. So I was hearing it indirectly and directly, and so it just penetrated through my pores, and I really like that one. And most people don't remember that album. Madman Across the Water means El Hombre Loco al Otro Lado de las Aguas. Madman Across the Water. Strange title. I don't know why it's called that. But the several of the songs are about the American Indian. And it's a really good portrayal of the sad history, the sad plight of the American Indian. It's really, really well. It's a well-told story. Yes, Old Razor Face was the old Indian. Really, really good. Tiny Dancer. Leave on. Okay. So what does seam mean? Seam means costura. And that is used in business, especially when you're talking about computer systems or control information systems within the company. The experts in systems analysis and in solutions are always trying to develop seamless control systems or seamless information systems. So sistemas de flujo de información sin costuras que paran las cosas. So fluyen sin parones. They say seamless, sin costura. All right, Richard. Well, what does swamp mean? What does what mean? Swamp. Swamp. Yeah. What does swamp mean? How do you spell it? S-W-A-M-P. Swamp. Oh, swamp means, well, you know, it's strange in Spanish. You look it up and it says, Ciénaga. Zona de aguas pantanosas. Let me look it up. Let's look up swamp. Swamp. S-W-A-M-P. Swamp. Pantano, Ciénaga, Marisma, Barrizal. Okay. Yes. Yes, I'm swamped. Estoy inundado de trabajo. See, I'm swamped with work. The swamp. Donald Trump calls Washington, D.C. the swamp. Since 2015, he always says, I'm going to drain the swamp. Voy a disecar la marisma o el. To drain. D-R-A-I-N. To drain. Okay. Desagüe, drenaje, sangría, vaciar. Escurrir, colar, drenar, agotar, desaguar, pero no dice disecar. Maybe disecar is a different meaning. What is disecar? Disecar. As is to dry, es secar. Y prefer, I también, as a taxidermist, es llenar el animal de materia. Yes. But it doesn't mean to drain. So he's going to, voy a drenar, voy a vaciar. The swamp, because Donald Trump considers the Washington to be a swamp. Me too. I'll be right back.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica, cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los 2 Vaughan Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Listening. Esto lo que oyes. To Vaughan Radio. Listening to Vaughan Radio.
¿Qué? ¿Ya has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Si quieres saber qué es eso de Vaughan Play, entra ya en vauganplay.tv y descúbrelo tú mismo. Con el código Vaughan gratis tendrás una semana gratis para navegar por vauganplay.tv y descubrir lo nuevo que te ofrece Vaughan. Vauganplay.tv. ¿A qué esperas?
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Listening to Richard Vaughn live.
Hello again, welcome back. Okay, second half hour of today's new edition, well, October 1st edition, Thursday edition of Richard Vaughn Live. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to continue learning English? ¿Estás esperando que haga algo? Are you waiting for me to do something? You are. Oh, what are you waiting for me to do? What are you waiting for me to do? I can see that you're waiting for me to do something, but I really don't know what you're waiting for me to do. And it's what do you expect me to do? ¿Qué esperas que haga yo ante esto? Let's expect. ¿Pero estás esperando que haga algo? Are you waiting for me to do something? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to teach English? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to teach? Yes, sir. You want me to teach English. Good. Well, what do you want me to teach? Do you want me to teach the present tense? Do you want me to teach the past? Do you want me to teach the future? Do you want me to teach the present perfect? Do you want me to teach the conditionals? Do you want me to teach the passive voice? Do you want the passive voice to be taught? La voz pasiva en inglés es muy pasiva. Do you want the passive voice to be taught by me? Do you want the passive voice to be taught? Do you want me to teach the passive voice? And do you want me to spend quality time with phrasal verbs? What do you want me to do? Come on. I can see you're waiting for me to do something, but I have no idea what you're waiting for me to do, so I will just go ahead and teach. Érase una vez una joven que se llamaba Cenicienta. Once upon a time, there was a young girl, or a young lady, by the name of Cinderella. Yes, once upon a time, there was a young lady by the name of Cinderella. And she lived in the basement, etc., etc. You know the story of Cinderella. She had to return before midnight, and she managed to do it, but she lost one of her magic slippers. And the prince saw the slipper and said, "I will who?" And he went around the kingdom trying. Every young lady tried on the magic slipper. And finally, Cinderella. Cinder. Escrito Cinder. Cinder is Cenicienta Industrial. Cinder. Industrial. So, como producto secundario de un proceso industrial químico. O de fertilizantes, you have cinder. Cinder. Now, the word ash is ceniza. Miércoles de ceniza is Ash Wednesday, which is the first day of Lent. Lent, L-E-N-T, like the past tense of the verb to lend, is la cuaresma. 40 days. That's Lent. And it starts with Ash Wednesday. And it's preceded by the carnival in Rio de Janeiro, in Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and the Carnaval here in Madrid, etc. So people have a big party because the Catholics, devout Catholics, know that for the next 40 days, they need to behave well and to eat properly and a lot of things. So, eres un with cinder, cinder, cinder. Ash, la ceniza de un cigarro is the ashes, lo decimos en plural. Cenicero is an ashtray. It's interesting that the concept of smoking and ashes and ashtray used to be a very important point of teaching when I was younger, because everybody smoked. There were ashtrays everywhere. Is the ashtray on the table or on the floor? Ashtray, ashtray. Literalmente bandeja de ceniza, ashtray. However, no longer. You don't see ashtrays. I imagine a factory that's an ashtray manufacturer has had to find a different type of product. So, eres un with, but cinder, volviendo a ceniza. Also, ceniza volcánica, we say volcanic ash. Volcanic ash, in singular, ash. So, and then you say dust to dust and ashes to ashes. I don't know how to say that in Spanish. Del polvo al polvo. Dust to dust and ashes to ashes. Yes. Dust to dust and ashes to ashes. Yes. Ceniza, cenizas a las cenizas, polvo al polvo. In English, we say dust to dust first and then ashes to ashes. But in any case, cinder, I repeat, is the industrial byproduct of chemical processes often. And you have mountains of cinders sometimes. When I was running track and field, the tracks were cinder tracks. Right at the end. The last track meet I ran in my life was a tartan track. Tartan, las pistas de tartan en el atletismo. They began in 1970. I arrived late, but I ran on cinder tracks, which is fine. Cinder tracks are very fast, too. The problem with cinder tracks is if you're behind a runner, the cinders can come up into your face. But usually only if you're running the 4x400 meter relay. The 4x400 meter relay. The problem is if there's a runner directly in front of you and you're running really fast, then the cinders can reach your face. Now, if you're running the 400 meters, each runner is in a different lane. And so the cinders don't hit you, go into your face, because you're in the next lane. You're not directly behind the runner. But if you're running in the second leg, third leg, or fourth leg of a relay, relevos 4x400, the 4x400 meter relay, the second, third, and fourth man, if you have somebody in front of you, when they go around the first curve, usually they're running really as fast as they can, and those cinders are coming up. So you have to pass the person to avoid the cinders. So, Cinderella, Cenicienta. Once upon a time, there was a young lady by the name of Snow White. Yes, sir, that's another Walt Disney movie and the Brothers Grimm story. Once upon a time, curiosa forma de decir, once, una vez, en un tiempo, upon, escrito upon. Once upon a time, there was a young a beautiful young girl by the name of Snow White. And her mother had died, and she lived with the king, her father, and the king's wife, stepmother, the queen. And the queen was very beautiful as well. And the queen had a magic mirror in her parlor. Parlor is a word for, I don't know how to say parlor, but parlor is salon. Beauty parlor, salon de belleza. We say beauty salon, beauty parlor, hairdresser, parlor, in Britannico parlour, con U. Parlors, aquí dice recepción, que va. Bueno, maybe in the UK, salon, parlor, beauty parlor, beauty school dropout, funeral home parlor, funeral parlor, wow, ice cream parlor, heladería, all right. So we use parlor a lot. But parlor also used to mean en su propio, en la salón privada de la reina, en este caso. In her parlor, on the wall, there was a magic mirror. And every day, the queen stood in front of the mirror. And she said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? La más bella. La palabra fair antiguamente significaba bella, entre otras cosas. Hoy no se suele decir, my fair lady, mi bella dama. Literally, my fair lady. But now, no, we don't use fair. A fair complexion, yes. A fair means tez clara. We say a fair complexion, fair hair. Fair. Fair también es justo. No es justo. It's not fair. Juego limpio. Fair play. Not clean play. We say fair play. All right. And she stood in front of the mirror and said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? De todas. And then an image of a face appeared on the mirror. And every day he said, you, my lady, are the most beautiful. You, my lady, are the fairest. But of course, you know the story. One day, she went through the motions again. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? And he said, well, you're in second place now, my lady. You're in second place. No, he said, you are very fair, but there's one young lady fairer than you. Ooh, oh my God, the queen. She got all bent out of shape. Pretty little papeles. She was upset. Said, who? Snow White. My God, her stepdaughter. And so she decided to eliminate Snow White. And of course, she sent a man from the palace to kill Snow White, and he couldn't. And so finally she took the problem into her own hands and decided to kill Snow White herself with a poison apple. And she almost succeeded. But of course, in the meantime, Snow White had found a little house in the forest with seven dwarves. And she was living with those dwarves. And the dwarves were unable to protect her. She took a bite from the poisoned apple, and she fell into a deep sleep. And she was going to die unless the man, a kiss of true love. And sure enough, in effecto, in the nearby neighborhood, there was a prince. Prince Charming, and he looked at her and said, wow, she's hot. Well, he fell in love. And then he kissed her, and she woke up. And the wicked witch, wicked is malvada, bruja, the wicked witch, and who was the queen, died. She was killed. She fell off a cliff because the dwarfs were chasing her. And off Snow White went. She said goodbye to the dwarfs, and she was sitting on the back of the horse in La Grupa. And they went off to live happily ever after. To live happily ever after. Comer perdices, no? And to eat partridge. We don't say that in English. But nevertheless, I wonder if they lived a long, merry life I imagine they didn't get a divorce. I can imagine after sleeping, you know, for like 10 days, she wakes up. She must have been very groggy. But nevertheless, that's once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a fox walking through the forest. And the fox looked up and saw an incredibly delicious-looking bunch of grapes hanging from the parra, from, hanging from the vine. And the fox said, those grapes look delicious. I think I will eat some of those grapes. But there was a little problem because the grapes were a little bit too high. But the fox was sure that if he jumped, he could reach the lowest grapes, which at the same time are the best. The lowest grapes in the bunch are the best. And so he jumped, and whoa, almost. So he backed up, so he marcha atrás, and he ran, and boom, he jumped again, jumped again, in Lacemos, jumped again, and again he missed, barely. He almost reached the lower grapes. He tried again and again and again, and it was clear finally that he was unable to reach the grapes. And so his attitude changed, and he said, bah, they're probably sour anyway. Estarán agrias, seguro. Sour. And so that's the story. It's from Aesop's Fables. It's the story of the sour grapes. And this is true. People who often despise things, desprecian the things that they cannot achieve, that they cannot reach, that they can't obtain, they turn against them and despise them. This is a very common human trait. Rasgo humano común. It's a common trait. All right. Once upon a time, there was an English teacher who tried to teach English on the radio. And who tried to teach English in Spain. And he ran into a problem. So, dio con un problema. Yeah, he ran into a problem. What problem was that? That people had an unrealistic concept of the effort it takes to learn a language. And so he realized that he could make money and earn a living teaching English, but that people really didn't learn because they didn't want to make that kind of effort. They thought that surely they could learn English more cheaply and in less time, and they never did. Yeah, ¿de verdad crees que puedes aprender inglés? Do you really think you can learn English? It takes a long time to learn a second language. It took me 3,000 hours of focus and work to learn Spanish. Living in Spain, eh? So you can imagine not living in an English-speaking country, how long it may take you. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of focus. And the people I know who have reached really good levels after puberty, one thing is that if the parents are wise enough, si los padres son lo suficientemente sabios, if the parents are wise enough to start their children and obligate their children to be in contact with the language from age 1, 2, 3, very early age, the story is completely different. But people who have solved the problem starting after puberty, usually very intelligent people, and they focus. The type of people, of, as you say in Spanish, donde pone el ojo, pone la bala. These type of people usually learn English fairly well, despite the fact that they start late, because they focus. They said, this is important. I must solve this deficiency in my education, in my training, in my skill set. Se dice mucho la expresión skill set, conjunto de habilidades. Skill set, S-E-T. Skill set includes a lot of different aspects. And you need to possess skills. Not only be intelligent, but you need to possess skills that are valuable in the market. It's a question of marketing. What we call product differentiation. That's one of the basic pillars of marketing, is diferenciación del producto. My product is different, it's better. It's either less expensive than the others, or it's higher quality or whatever, but you differentiate your product. And that's the secret of marketing. The Beatles had a sound that was different. Freddie Mercury and Queen developed a sound that was very different. Supertramp, Black Sabbath, all of them, all of the great groups were different. You recognize them instantly. There's the sound. Led Zeppelin. And so because they develop a sound that's very differentiated from others in everything you do. So if you want to be valued in the market, cotizado, well, then you need to be attractive for companies. And companies are only attracted to people who possess skills that the company needs. The company is probably not going to train you to learn how to be valuable for the company. The company will hire you because they think you possess skills that they need. And the more skills you possess, or the better you are at those skills, well, the more valuable you are and the more you will end up earning. Or if you want to open your own company, if you want to be your own boss, if you want to be your own boss, then you need to learn a trade. You need to learn how to do something. In my case, I learned how to teach English. And then I decided to teach English better than anybody. And it created a big demand for me. And I couldn't handle so much demand, so I needed an additional teacher. And then another, and then another, up to 450. So it's quality. I differentiated the product. But I learned a trade. So if you want to start your own company, aprende tu un oficio, learn a trade. And then you're in a position to start your own company. Any trade. It could be, I don't know, woodwork. Ebanisteria, woodworking. It could be certain types of repairs. It could, and you can start a company with that and create an empire. It doesn't need to be an especially interesting product or anything. Amancio Ortega is the sixth richest man in the world, vendiendo ropa, no más, selling clothes. That's not a brilliant business idea. Humans have been selling clothes for 6,000 years or more, so it's nothing new. However, a Galician man has created an empire selling clothes. Of course, he has differentiated his product in certain ways. Speed to market, since it's very interesting. But you don't need to have an idea of category 10. A person of quality 10 can take an idea of quality 4 and become a multimillionaire. Anybody who is a quality 10 can become a multimillionaire with ideas of quality 2, 3, 4. The opposite, no. An idea of quality 10 in the hands of a person of quality 5 will never reach success. But if you open the yellow pages, Las Páginas Amarillas, every single page of the 1,200 pages in the Madrid yellow pages, which are no longer published, every page contains rich, successful businesses with ideas of quality 2 or 3, whatever. And you see it in the yellow pages. That's the pulse of a country, the pulse of a city, in this case, Madrid. 1,200 pages of businesses in Madrid, in the city of Madrid. And there are a lot of businesses that you didn't even dream existed. importador de abacos. That's one of the first. You know, abacuses. My God, somebody has to import them, right? Well, I'm sure that person also imports other things, eh? Importing chess boards, chess pieces. It just, there's so many different ways. I know one man who's rich, but he dropped out of law school. Se abandonó el derecho en los primeros segundo año. And he started working with his aunt, la tía, who didn't have any children. She was an old maid, solterona. And she died and left the tintorería. It was a dry cleaning. And she to her nephew. He was about 21 years old. And now he has over 40 dry cleaning shops. He's rich. But, you know, he just learned how to run a dry cleaning shop. And he applied his intelligence and drive and ambition to create a little empire. Imperio chico en este caso, no grande como Amancio Ortega, but a little empire. Just dry cleaning. Algo que hacen desde hace latina de años. Nothing special. It's an idea of quality 3. But apparently this young man was a person of quality 10. Although he wasn't good in derecho. I'll be right back.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. ¿Qué? ¿Ya has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Si quieres saber qué es eso de Vaughan Play, entra ya en vauganplay.tv y descúbrelo tú mismo. Con el código Vaughan gratis tendrás una semana gratis para navegar por vauganplay.tv y descubrir lo nuevo que te ofrece Vaughan. vauganplay.tv. ¿A qué esperas?
¿Quieres tener un profesor Vaughan? ¿Quieres tener toda la intensidad de una clase Vaughan? Desde casa te lo ponemos muy fácil. Clases Vaughan a través de videoconferencia. Una de las modalidades cada vez más demandada. Curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. No importa dónde te encuentres. Con las clases a través de videoconferencia tendrás tu clase Vaughan con un ritmo de clase brutal. Nunca te vas a aburrir. Nunca vas a perder la concentración.
Pruébalo. Dinamismo e intensidad. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833. Eso si estás en Madrid, porque en Barcelona puedes llamar al 93-339-8687. 93-339-8687.
Si lo que quieres es resolver el inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año, llama a Vaughan. Somos los únicos que te diremos la verdad, te marcaremos el camino.